Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you for keeping the country moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler by going to the Captain's America, also on Twitter at Captain's America. You can jump in the chat room at Facebook. The chat room is simply The Captain's Group. The Captain's Group. That's the chat room. We'll see you asked to come in there, and either Kyle or myself will let you in there so you can come in and chat with the rest of the people in there. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty, here we go. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say a pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I want to say good morning to Sue the dispatcher. She just chimed in, so hello to Sue the dispatcher. And we had a call during the break from a lady who wanted to know how we got in this position. Weren't there people that were supposed to be watching the elections and this, that, and the other? Well, the answer to that is yes. And the answer to that is, and then she said, well, isn't there a congressional committee to watch this? And the answer to that is yes. Who is the Speaker of the House, Kyle?
Well, Nancy Pelosi.
And is she a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, definitely not a Republican, yes, Democrat.
And they were watching with their committee from Congress what was going on, no harm, no foul. And their Federal Election Commission was doing the same, no harm, no foul. What would you think would happen?
Well, exactly right.
That's nothing, exactly right. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to do something about it, quit voting for the damn Democrats. They're the ones that have created the problem we have right now. But here's the worst part of it. I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you so everybody hears it and everybody understands it. You did it to yourself.
Well, you know, Captain,
anybody that voted for a Democrat, you did it to yourself.
Yes, and of course we are seeing some changes with these congressional seats that the Republicans are gaining, even in California.
Yeah, you gained another one.
Yeah, where people are just, they've had enough. I think they've had enough not only of the COVID restrictions and the hypocrisy of that from the Democrat government here, but they've had enough of the general Democrat Party thrust. I'm not talking about rank and file across the highways and byways who identify as Democrats. I'm talking about the Democrat Party elite who have just run amok and have caused all this chaos.
Well, there's two more races that could turn Republican. One of them, an ex-GOP congressman, took a lead in a New York State congressional race downstate, just outside New York City. And another one, an Iowa congressional Republican, is set to win election by 6 votes after 2 recounts in Iowa.
Wow. Well, that's still a win.
So that's two more seats on top of the ones we already know about. Nancy Pelosi's margin of leadership there is down to less than 10 and probably around 8 or 9, which is not, I would not want to be, I would not be too secure in what was going on there with my lead.
Well, no, this is, under any other normal, quote-unquote, circumstances, Captain, this would be seen as a total disaster, and they would not have re-upped Nancy Pelosi for...
It is a total disaster. Yeah. The Republicans lost no seats anywhere. The Democrats did.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But we live in very unprecedented political times. But again, generally speaking, this would cause a revamp and a self-examination like you wouldn't believe of the Democrat Party and what their message is and how it got out there. It's not about digital messaging or anything like that. It's about when the people saw the cities on fire, where they hear about defund the police, and they hear the party leadership acquiescing to the AOC branch and all this stuff, and they know that that's not acceptable. And so look what happened. And this is a major, major development. Again, makes no sense how somehow Donald Trump is turned out of office, but yet all of these other things happen. It just doesn't make any sense.
All right, well, hold on. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, it's Deborah Jen from Clearwater. And I just had a one more comment. Being that, and I've just recently gotten involved in politics, and I'm old, but y'all are old, well, y'all know more about politics than me, and how come nobody has ever put any kind of suggestion about, we know how crooked the Democrats are, how in the hell do we fall for letting them be the ones to oversee everything?
Because they're in charge. I'll explain. Okay, whoever is the party in charge at the time when these things happen sets the rules and for the establishment, whatever it is. And Nancy Pelosi's been the speaker for how many years now, Kyle?
Several, yeah.
And this is her second shot at it?
Yep.
And did the Republicans, when they were in charge, did they do anything to change the rules or regulations?
I don't think so. Nope.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. So, again, shame on you. Elections have consequences. You got to hold these people's feet to the fire. And this is why I say you need to be on the phone. You need to be talking to your state representatives. You need to be telling them we need election reform now, because election reform is left up to who, Kyle?
Well, to the Congress, yeah.
No, the states.
The states.
Yeah. Congress can only suggest, but the states are the ones that pass or suggest the laws in their own states. We need uniformity across the country. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite with Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And by the way, there's gold waiting in that bar windshield of yours. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you can get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, they do work from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and all of the surrounding areas too, and places in between. Auto Glass America will in fact come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, a premium quality windshield and a full warranty will be given to you, plus $100 put right back in your palm when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. And Cousin Vinny's going nuts in the chat room. Okay. We got an email from Atlanta. And I think I know who this is. She says, I could scream out of frustration. In Georgia, our governor and secretary of state are AWOL. Well, you know, there may be a reason for that, folks. The Democrats may have something on your Republican governor and secretary of state up there. There may be something that they're holding over their heads. It just kind of seems that way. But anyway, she says, I've emailed with no response. There's no one here who would even listen. I live in a blue district. I can't threaten not to vote for my representative because I'm outnumbered in my district. And, by the way, I do not trust our voter system. Welcome to the United States of Communism. Well, you got it. And how the hell did they get the Dominion voting machines up there? How did they do that? You got to have voter reform. You got to get rid of those machines. And you got to elect those two senators, Republican senators, back to office so they can do something about it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Can you imagine what the questions really should be to somebody like Joe Biden? And that is, as president, are you going to work to make sure there is no foreign interference by having these machines that were initially set up to fix elections in other countries?
He'll laugh at you.
Well, exactly. But you see, but if that was for Trump, they would immediately ask President Trump that kind of question. So again, I think it's going to be very stark what people are going to witness in terms of how the coverage will go for a President Biden. And I think that people are going to get some pretty interesting awakenings on that. Only because, again, once it all gets married together, the party and the coverage and all that, people are going to find, no, wait a minute, am I really getting all the story here? I think that's what they're going to be asking themselves.
Are you ready to hear the Time Magazine's Person of the Year nominees?
Yeah, absolutely.
Governor Cuomo of New York, Dr. Fauci, Gretchen Whitmer, Governor of Michigan, and the Black Lives Matter activists all across the country.
Wow. Well, Cuomo got an Emmy, so maybe he doesn't need Person of the Year. I don't know.
How about that? Yeah. By the way, a Facebook fact checker was forced to issue a correction that challenged the false rating of Candace Owens. She is now no longer in Facebook jail as a result of that, and she proved her case and proved them wrong. Way to go, Candace.
Yep. Yeah, good job.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got a couple of interesting stories here. The Democrats' enemies list popped up again over the weekend. We heard that, oh, no, that's not going to happen. We can't do that because that's not the way we do things in the United States. But AOC's been running her mouth everywhere and anywhere, and she's been down in Georgia running her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things to be concerned about when Joe Biden takes office, if he, in fact, does become the president. And, of course, amongst the things that we saw lead up to the election was a big effort to control the dissemination of information, to stop the dissemination about the Biden scandal that might have hurt Biden's chances, and to stop all the information about Hunter Biden, right?
Right, right.
Because not only did they want to control the information, but they want to make sure that you pay if you support Trump. Now, prominent leftists and media folks are talking about making an enemies list to go after people. Now, the Washington Post Jennifer Rubin called for making sure that Trump supporters would not be allowed to work or accepted into polite society. That's an article you can read on Red State, by the way. And NER, a Republican, now promoting rejection of an election, are calling to not follow the will of the voters or making baseless allegations of fraud, should never serve in office, so says Jennifer Rubin. She goes on to say that includes joining a corporate board, finding a faculty position, or being accepted into the polite society. We have a list. Jennifer Rubin, count every vote, November the 6th, 2020 is when she wrote that.
Well, you know, that's really scary. I thought Joe Biden was calling for unity.
He is.
And this
he forgot to mention it to AOC and Jennifer Rubin.
Well, exactly right. See, this is the kind of thing that, unfortunately, Captain, we've been warning people about. You've been warning people about the idea that, again, that some of these Democrat operatives, they're playing for keeps, you know, or they're just true believers. You know, they're really playing for keeps, and it makes perfect sense to them to have a total destruction attitude towards any political rivalry. That tells me one thing. It tells me, Captain, that they know that what they're selling doesn't sell itself. What they have to do is they have to control the game in order to get their thing across. And it's not like it just happens to be out there in the marketplace of ideas and everybody says, let's be communists or let's be socialists.
Because of what you just said about the fact that we've been trying to warn people, I happen to have a letter to the show from CL in Chicago, Illinois. He says, Captain, great show. I always appreciate you and your great guests, especially you and the professor. That's you. You've tried to warn people for years. The liberals have gone around the country lecturing to everybody. Now they're trying to ban people who tried to warn people. Military special operations and procedures seem to be going on with the Democrats out front. Too few listened, even our family members and friends. Sharing truth only led to words of hatred and firm conviction of everything reported by the mainstream media. I was told I worry too much, that Trump should concede, and articles and videos not appreciated. We're deplorable racists. We belong in a reprogramming camp set up by Democrats now being established. Trump was in bed with Russia, but the opposite was true. And he goes, keep up the good work. Don't stop. I'm not going to stop either. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead.
Wow. That's a great letter. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then I got one more here from SS in Joplin, Missouri, who's an over-the-road trucker, works out of Joplin, says, Captain, I listen to your show all over the country at night. I listen to you on iHeartRadio. It's interesting and informative, all the things that are going on, because the average American has no clue about what's happening to them. So many voted not realizing what they were voting for, and the result, at least with this presidency, so far is disastrous. The only real hope I see for America is to maintain a Senate majority, which won't be determined till January by one of the most backward states in the nation. Well, I wouldn't say that. Georgia's got some good people in it. And continue moving forward. And it's now happening to gain a House majority. Now, God's speed, my friends, but sadly, at least what I'm seeing, God is on the back burner. Sad indeed. We need to keep the fight up.
Well, exactly right. And of course, one of the things that we all learned in school here in America is that, you know, the truth is the most, you know, most important thing. In other words, we're supposed to learn about things. We're supposed to contemplate them, to think about it, to understand history. And we learned that the systems in other countries, like the Soviet Union, were so horrible. They suppressed information. They lied to the people. And when we see similar things happening here, well, you know, it's time to call that out. But these calls for unity, you know, are the right words to say. But unfortunately, unless Joe Biden can back that up with strong condemnation of these people calling for enemies lists and these kinds of things, I won't believe it. But he has, in fact, Joe Biden has a duty to do that. But I don't hold my breath for that.
Now, let's talk about something positive for a minute before we go to the bottom hour break here. The Surgeon General expects some 40 million vaccine doses by the year's end. Meanwhile, Canada blocks a certain drug export in response to the U.S. plan, saying that the U.S. can't have this unless they can have that.
Yep, exactly. I mean, let the games begin on that, I guess, in the sense that it's going to get probably worse before it gets better. To get these vaccines out and to make sure there's enough material to do it.
Yeah, well, they want the vaccine quicker than what they were going to get it. That's what's going on there. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we come back after the bottom of the hour. By the way, the Supreme Court is taking up a census case as count issues are still looming. And suicide bombers in Afghanistan did a lot of damage over the weekend. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. They're alive and well in Afghanistan. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfair.com.
And don't forget, you can also call them 24-7 round the clock at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right. First of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Suicide bombings intensified in Afghanistan amidst the U.S. plans to withdraw from Afghanistan. Some 34 people in counting died yesterday with several hundred wounded, and there were predominantly Afghani troops and barracks that they attacked with the suicide bombers. In addition, the USS Nimitz carrier battle group is now in the Middle East. And also, here's the big question for everybody to think about. Will Iran retaliate against Israel for taking out one of their top nuclear scientists? You betcha they will. They threaten to go after an Israeli city.
Yes, yes. There will be something that happens as a result of that. And that kind of rhetoric is very concerning indeed. Everything is in flux right now because of the American election issues, to say the least. And so the Iranian regime could feel emboldened either way because America is at a point of some uncertainty right now, and certainly what a Biden administration could mean to them. So this is very, very volatile. And you mentioned the suicide bombings, Captain. That's right, 34 people at least that we know of were killed in those two separate suicide bombings. There aren't any immediate claims of responsibility for the attack yet. But more news will be coming about that shortly, I'm sure.
Well, here's the deal. Israel and Iran both feel emboldened to do whatever they want right now during this little period that we've got, these 52 days, and they can just go right at it if they want to. And if Iran were to launch a bunch of missiles, which I would not be surprised, at an Israeli city, Israel would turn around and just bomb the bejesus out of some of their locations, perhaps even their nuclear facility.
Yes, exactly right. That's why it is so very volatile right now, and it's really quite quite unfortunate. But again, Iran saw that. Israel, I think, saw that opportunity to get rid of the nuclear scientist, which they've always had these targets of bomb makers, whether they be bomb makers.
Target of opportunity.
That's exactly right.
You get the chance, you do it.
Exactly right. Because again, and it is, I think, it bears repeating, Captain, that, in so many ways, our experience here in the United States is very different from the experience of the Israelis in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
The proximities involved, mm-hmm. The size of Israel to begin with,
mm-hmm.
And when you have somebody like Iran bearing down on you, they take that very seriously, and it's very different than from our perspective here in the continental U.S.
All right, let's go over to the phone lines, and I think I know who this is. Is this Mary?
Good morning. Yes, yes. With regard to Israel, it's like you either have an administration that's with Israel or with the Palestinians. And now it's changed over to the Palestinians. So I'm glad we're energy independent. I'm not sure how many people out there recognize the importance of that. But that the fact that we have our own oil is really a big deal, number one, because of the situation in the Middle East. And number two, in some of these Twitter threads, if you follow them, these people go way back to the 2000s with ties to Iran and trying to get here into the United States with the Muslim Brotherhood. So people don't know this because they're not on the computer and not on Twitter. This is just a thread that came out to follow. But the TVs are just like a void, really, of information. They're building missiles bases in Venezuela.
I know.
That can reach Houston, Miami, Atlanta. And I don't think people know that.
We've talked about it for years. Denise and I have talked about it for years. So if they don't know, that's their problem, not ours. We talk about it.
It's happening. So.
I know. Okay. Well, thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's very true, Kyle, and we've talked about that. I think even you and I have talked about it.
Well, exactly. In other words, there has to be a real holistic, shall we say, approach to what's happening all around us because, again, yeah, you're right. I mean, people are worried about North Korean missiles that could get to the west coast of the United States, but this is also another major threat that can be very serious.
Well, they would fire missiles. It doesn't mean they'd hit anything, and many of them would fall short because that's where they're at with their program. But anyway, they're getting better. Now, the Supreme Court has taken up the census case as the count issues now are starting to loom. But the census case and the redistricting across the United States will be extremely interesting.
It certainly will. And at the heart of the matter, of course, is the idea of what the Trump administration is arguing about not wanting to count people who are in this country illegally, but of course they run into the constitutional issue there, which of course the Constitution talks about enumerating the persons in the country, and I think that's where
and you know where all that started? Your state of California, because of all the illegals, because California's fixing to lose 2 seats because of the illegals that aren't supposed to be counted there, and they're going to be picked up by places like Florida's going to gain 2 seats as a result of the illegals that have moved to Florida, and California doesn't want to lose their 2 seats.
Well, exactly, but so it's going to be, I would think it's a long shot for the administration to win in the Supreme Court on this one, mm-hmm. but we will see, yeah.
Now, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, is going to reopen the New York City schools. You mentioned this earlier in the program, December 7th. He said he heard the parents loud and clear, and boy, did they make a bunch of noise.
Well, they sure did, and of course, we're not really seeing, I think, a lot of compelling reasons to not have the schools open. We've had several schools here in Orange County that have been open for quite some time, including now public schools. A lot are doing some of the hybrid learning where they're there sometimes, but virtually attending other times, and we don't seem to have.
Yep.
A major
yep.
factor of that. Yeah.
And Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler is saying that the Democrats will change the country if they win. We will not be able to bring it back.
Well, that's this. We hear these kinds of things at election time, but
yep.
this year it really does start to get traction.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the media right now is eating their own over the Lieutenant General Flynn presidential pardon. I mean, I heard some really stupid things in the past few days, especially over the weekend, from various sources about Lieutenant General Flynn. And, this is a gross misjustice of power. And that moron out there in California, Adam Schiff, would you please stick a sock in his mouth?
Well, but again, it's more mileage, and they're going to find that they're not going to get as much mileage when what they have to do on a daily basis
yeah.
is just sort of loud whatever
yeah.
the Biden administration
yeah.
is doing.
And finally, America, where do we go from here if Trump isn't the president January 20th, 2021? Where do we go from here? Your thoughts, Kyle?
Well, we do what Americans have always done. You keep doing your job. You keep moving forward. You keep planning for the future. You keep on doing what you've been doing because, again, you hunker down. Biden's going to have a bad enough time of it as it is.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting to see, I hate to say, we don't want the country to falter, but Biden's going to have a huge, huge problem, I think.
If we, in fact, control the narrative in the Senate, if we run the Senate, that is the hedge to stop the Democratic agenda just flowing freely between the Congress of the United States, House and Senate, and Biden, and allowing him to do anything he wants to do. That is the hedge in there, and we need it ever so badly. All right, Kyle, we'll be right back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. We'll see if there's been any changes to the weather. There may very well have been. In the meantime, I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for all around the country, and we do have some breaking news from one of our listing areas, Valdosta, Georgia. And Kyle, I'm going to bring you in right now. We have a tornado warning in the Valdosta, Georgia area until 4 a.m. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Go ahead.
That's correct, Captain. A tornado warning remains in effect until 4 a.m. Eastern Time for northeastern Madison, southeastern Lanier, southern Lowndes, and southeastern Brooks counties. At 3:14 a.m. Eastern Time, just about 40 minutes ago or so, a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was located 11 miles north of Madison, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. The warning says it's, of course, particularly dangerous situation and take cover now. The tornado will be near, according to the report, Lake Park around 3:40 a.m. That was about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Other locations.
That's right on the Florida state line.
Exactly.
I-75.
Yeah, and says mm-hmm. other locations impacted by this tornado.
It's a flying J there too, by the way.
Yes, exactly. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Naylor, Greenwood, Twin Lakes, Cherry Lake, Dasher, Hamburg, Pinetta, Valdosta Regional Airport, I-75 at exit 5, and Lovett. So again, they did observe a large and extremely dangerous tornado in that area.
Okay. Well, also coming our direction, this is this front that's moving across with the cold weather meeting the warmer weather, which is why we're getting this tornadic activity. We do have some tornadoes, water spouts is what they are when they're out in the water, that have been spotted too, south of Tallahassee and in the Big Bend area. So, Kyle, you take us out west, and I'll get along with what's going in the east here.
Well, thank you, Captain. In Arizona, we have a high wind warning tonight as you're traveling across I-10 near Bowie, Wilcox, also through Tucson, and as you head out towards Arizona City and Casa Grande on I-8, so be careful in that area. And the wind advisory extends a little bit west of Phoenix and Mesa as well. Also, high wind warning in Laramie and Cheyenne, which has a fire weather warning next door in Nebraska, just near on the state line there. And then also, we've got air stagnation advisories up in Washington. This is west of Seattle, but also in the Roseburg and Medford areas in Klamath Falls as you come down I-5. Freeze warning in California Central Valley with, in terms of Fresno, a little bit south of Modesto, and a little bit south of Bakersfield as you're coming down 99 and I-5. High winds could be returning to Southern California area and those desert areas by about Wednesday or so. So be careful in those areas.
All right, now we've got a freeze warning from San Antonio. On an angle all the way up towards the Metroplex, all the way up towards Texarkana, I-30 up towards just south of Little Rock into Arkansas and the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, of hard freeze warning tonight. We've got a hard frost advisory right now for all of the southeastern part of Texas, to include Houston, Beaumont, Galveston, also all across I-10, over to New Orleans, over into Mississippi. And then we have a hard freeze warning right now along I-10 through Mobile and I-65 north and south coming out of Mobile for about 100 miles. We've got a freeze warning over in the southeastern corner of Mississippi, southwestern corner of Georgia tonight, over towards Valdosta, where we do have that tornado warning right now. That's the warm meeting the cold right there in that area. And in the panhandle, all the way across to Tallahassee now, we have a freeze warning. In the upper Midwest, boy, get ready. We now have a winter storm warning for I-90 all across from about Sandusky, Ohio, all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania. It's going to get really nasty over there in the early morning hours and during the course of today. There's a winter driving advisory through the rest of Ohio, through the entire western third of Pennsylvania, through most of West Virginia, through eastern Kentucky from about I-75 east all the way over towards the mountains of Virginia, where there's a winter driving advisory there, as well as in North Carolina up through the mountains there. And along the northern part of Indiana, between where I-90, I-94, and I-80 go back across that little stretch there from Gary over to the Michigan state line, you've got a winter driving advisory in there too. So be advised, there's some really rough weather coming that way. And down here in Florida, we're going to get cold. It's going to be really cold tonight. The temperatures are going to drop during the course of the day, I might add. And we have a tornado warning right now in Valdosta, Georgia.
That's exactly right, Captain. And again, it's in effect until 4 a.m. Eastern time. And again, saying that it was going to be near Lake Park around 3:40 a.m. Eastern time, and that was about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, and that's where the Flying J is right there. So it's right there along I-75 and Valdosta, Moody Air Force Base, all the different instances there, Valdosta State College, et cetera, et cetera. We hope our folks up there, our listeners in Valdosta, will be okay. Obviously, we didn't get the warning until just about, 10 minutes ago, and we got it out as fast as we could get it out there during this part of the program.
Absolutely. That's right.
Yep. So please be careful up there in Valdosta. Seek shelter immediately. And if you hear the sirens going off, that's why. You have a tornado in the area coming in your direction.
Well, that's right, because at 3:14 a.m. Eastern time, they did observe a large tornado that was moving 11 miles north of Madison, moving about 45 miles an hour at that time.
That's Live Oak in that area of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's Nelson's territory.
That's right, Nelson, yeah.
Yeah, so it was coming across there. Okay, well, all right. Now, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. And we're going to jump right into the mix here. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And again, I want to get this out there. We have a tornado warning in the Valdosta, Georgia area. Please take shelter immediately. This is not a drill. It's a warning. And we've been following this tornado for about the last 20 to 25 minutes. It was reported on the ground near Live Oak, moving in the general vicinity of Lake Park and Valdosta, so please be careful. All right, what's on your plate today?
Well, I got a couple of radio interviews I'm scheduled to do.
Well, that's wonderful, because you're on the radio right now all across the country. Imagine that.
Yes, sir.
All right, yep. All right. Let's talk about President Trump for a minute, because President Trump, on Sunday morning, on Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Futures program, I guess that's what they call it, said that it might be difficult to get his election fraud allegations heard before the U.S. Supreme Court. That's because it will take four judges to say yay to agree to the case. Now, he expressed doubt about his legal strategy as his hopes of overturning the November 3rd election do dwindle. He said, and I quote, "The problem is it's hard to get to the Supreme Court," he said in an interview with Maria Bartiromo. All of that is true.
But it depends upon how the case is crafted and then presented to the Supreme Court. So they're going to have some interesting evidence, compelling evidence, for the court to consider. And I would say that the track record when it comes to voting in the election system, mm-hmm. by all the lower courts has not been a good one.
Nope.
Because, you know, I've said on your show, judges don't want to rule against anybody's vote.
Nope.
And that's regardless of whether a vote is legitimate or illegitimate.
Yep. And we can prove that when we talk about what we're going to talk about when we come back. Because in Pennsylvania was certainly true there. In the meantime, we're also going to talk about Georgia, because Georgia had an anomaly happen last night, and it's here we go again. But the president is not throwing in the towel, but he's being realistic about what's going on. So, you know, the question has to be, okay, America, where do we go from here if President Trump isn't the president?
Well,
we carry on.
The reliance on all of them becomes on the Senate.
Yep, absolutely. And we got to get the Senate right. Got to get the Senate right. This is what we've been talking to the people up there in Georgia about. All right, hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, your tornado watch up there, warning rather, should be expiring shortly. We're going to check the weather while we take this little break and make sure that things are going all right up there. In the meantime, if you've got any damage or want to get any information out there in Valdosta, give us a call, 877-969-8600. We'll get it out for you. Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.